Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Demai. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Dalad and Hey. Mishnah Dalad says, Mi shekara shem l'trumas meiser shel demai, someone who designates the trumas meiser of demai. Trumas meiser is the portion of the tithe that goes from the Levi to the Kohen. So one would normally separate his meiser and then give that to the Levi, and the Levi would separate Trumas Meiser and give it to the Kohen. So Demai, which is produce that was doubtful whether or not it was tithed, he would separate the Trumas Meiser himself. So someone who separates Trumas Meiser from Demai, Ula Meiser Ani Shel Vadai, and Meiser Ani, which is the tithe for the poor, from produce that definitely needs tithes taken, Lo Yithlin B'Shabbos. He may not give them on Shabbos. He may not take them. He's designated them. He may not separate them on Shabbos. Vimhaya Kohen o Ani Limudim Le'echel Etzlo, and if there was a Kohen, or a poor person, who would regularly eat at his table, a Kohen for the Trumas Meiser and Ani for the Meiser Ani, Yavo V'yochlu, let them come and eat it. Ubevad Shel Yodiyem, on the condition that he lets them know that that's what they're eating. Barton Uro, Misha kara shem l'trumas meiser shel demai. He's designated trumas meiser of demai. Sha'amar trumas meiser sha'ani chayev l'hafrish mikeri zeh yehe munach b'tzfona u'b'duromo v'lo hafrisha. He says, the trumas meiser that I'm obligated to separate from this pile, let it be what's on the south or on the north, but he doesn't physically separate it. V'trumas meiser shel demai d'nakat. And the reason it's talking about Trumas Meiser of Demai, Lefisha HaYisrael, Kare Lo Shem, because the Israelite designates it, V'nosna La Kohen, and gives it to the Kohen. V'lokeach HaMeiser La'atzmo, and he takes the tithe for himself. Aval Trumas Meiser Shel Vadai, but Trumas Meiser in a case of produce that definitely needs to be tithed, Ein HaYisrael Kare Lo Shem, the Israelite is not the one who designates it. Elohu Nosein Meiser La'levi, rather he gives the tithe to the Levi, v'ha'levi mafrish trumas meiser, and the Levi separates trumas meiser, v'nosna l'kohen, and the Levi gives it to the Kohen. Lo yitlem, he cannot separate them, k'dei litnam l'kohen o la'ani shebechatzer v'shebemaboy. He can't separate them in order to give them to the Kohen or the poor person who's standing outside. Sha'asr litein matanos l'kohen o la'ani b'shabbos, because you're not allowed to give these gifts to the Kohen or the Ani on Shabbos. Aval b'limudim lecho etzlo, but regarding someone who's accustomed to eat by him, klomar, haragilin lecho al shulchano, those who are frequent guests at his table, shari, that's permitted. Ubilvad, shiyodiim shehem shel trumas meiser o shel meiser ani, but on the condition that he lets them know that they're eating trumas meiser or meiser ani, which belong to them. The trumas meiser is the property of the Kohen, the meiser ani is the property of the poor person. Shem enu modiim, because if he doesn't tell them, v'hem svurim shemishalohu machilim, and they think that he's feeding them from his food, havale kamachil orchav truma u'maisros shehu aser. Then it's like he's feeding his guests truma and meiser, which is forbidden. So they have to know that they're eating their own property. If they think they're eating his property, then he's feeding a guest truma or meiser, and even though the guest would otherwise be permitted to eat it, that would not be the case. Mishnah Hey. Ha'omer l'mi she'eno ne'aman al ha'maisros. If you say to someone who is not themselves believed when it comes to tithes, Kachli mimishahu ne'aman umimishahu meiser. He says, go get me produce from someone who is both believable and who took his tithes. Eino ne'aman. The messenger would not be believed. Me'ish ploni. But if he tells his messenger, go get me from a specific individual, get me produce from Joe, hare ze ne'aman. Then the messenger would be believed. Halak likach mimenu. If he went to get from that person, Va'amar lo, and the messenger says to the one who sent him, Lo matzasiv, I couldn't find him. V'lokachti lach na'acher, shehu ne'aman, but I got you produce from someone else who's reliable. Enu ne'aman, he's not believed. So why do we not believe him when we say get me from someone who's reliable, but we do believe him when we say get me from Joe? Enu ne'aman, in the Barton Uro. Because if you find out that he brought you from someone who's not reliable, the servant who's not reliable could say, he's reliable to me. So people who have lousy levels of kashrus will consider each other reliable and kashrus. So if you're asking him to use his judgment as to who's reliable, he himself is not reliable. He's obviously not a good judge of such things. Aval ki amar le me'ish ploni. But when you say, get from a specific individual, get me produce from Joe, lo vatsi lashmute deha eno rishoy likach me'acher. There's no response to that, because he's not permitted to get from somebody else. If the instruction is, get from Joe, only Joe is good. If the instruction is, get me from somebody reliable, you're leaving it up to his judgment, and his judgment in this matter is not judgment at all. That is the end of Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.